Plan ist eine Form, der Kanal ist Plan und Mod einfach Hammer.
Before I'm starting to speak, I have to apologize. My English is far, far from being good. We're not used to speak. But Reb Reuven called me up that I should come speak. I didn't have a braver. I figured I have a chiyuv of kibudav, machabdu b'chayov, machabdu b'moisoy. And there's another reason Chazal say. Says in Gemara Masechtas Moed Katan, Achim liba aspedo ki hosom koimno. Say a hesped with his oilers, a warm hesped, because hosom came in because I'm going to be there. It means that the neshama of the nifter is together with me, is here together with us. I had an opportunity to come meet my father again. It was a big schus for me. I'm not going to be marich. Hashem help me, my older brother just came in from Monsi today. He's going to take me over, Mi'at Hashem, with a few words. I just want to mention one detail, what we could say, that what was the Merkaz Chayav, the center of his life, from my father, the story Reb Reuven said before, that he knocked on his door and he said, I'm a messenger. And that was the way he looked on himself his whole life. I am a messenger. I am a Eved Hashem. I am a Shliach of Hashem. He sent me here in this world. I have to do what I have to do. Whatever Hashem gave me, it should be money, kishroinus, whatever it is, it's only for him. It's nothing for myself. Nothing is to be taken for himself. That was the reason why whenever he saw something that's not right, that it's against Rotten Hashem, it really bothered him. And he felt that I have a chiyuv to take responsibility. I have an achrayus. I cannot just walk away, it's not my business. I was once with him together on the plane, traveling from New York to Eretz Yisrael. And it was over there, a yeshiva bocher came also on the same flight. It was then, it was 20 years ago, then there wasn't still an LL flight, a meal with Eda Reis Hechsher, Thomas Bia, it was Hechsher of Rabbanut, whatever. So this Bocher came over to him and asked him if he could eat it, if it's enough good, if Hechsher is enough good or not, whatever. So he answered him, I don't know, I'm taking along my own food, usually I don't eat on the plane at all, whatever, he didn't answer him. Then And while this lady saw this bocher sitting on his chair, he's watching the movies over there. He got overtaken. How could it be? A bocher is going to yeshiva learning. He stood up and he told him, if the food is enough kosher for you or not, I don't know. But this is Allah of the Reitze. How could you watch movies? You're going to Eretz Yisrael learning Torah and you're watching movies. And then, I remember, I thought to myself, I was on a bocher eat and I was in shame with my father's business, whatever he's doing. What is, but it's poshut, it bothered him. He took responsibility for every Jew. How could it be? It happened to something, it's against Rotten Hashem. How could we sit quiet? Just inside, usually we say, we see such things, well, it's not my business, let's continue. He couldn't. Now, I remind myself of a story he used to tell us. This whole Rabbi Tavu with the shiurim, the lectures all over the world, He told us a few times the story, where did it start? It started also with the same thing, that from taking responsibility for Hashem's, Rotten Hashem should be done in the world. The story, he had a story with Rabbi Victor Miller, Zeche Tzadik Lebroche, that once he was traveling, then he was still a young man, he was in business, he was then in jewelry business, and he was traveling a lot around the world for business. And then he was meeting a lot of Jewish people, secular Jews, far Jews, what didn't know anything in Yiddishkeit. And he used to always speak to them, talk to them about Yiddishkeit, about the Rebbeinische Leulam, Emunah, Bitochen. And then one of the things what bothered him very much is the noise of Taras HaMishpocha. That he meets all these people that they should start keeping Taras HaMishpocha. So he thought, what could I do about it? So once he went over, he drove to Rabbi Victor Miller Zichrono Livracha, and he told him, I'm a businessman, I'm traveling around the world, I'm meeting a lot of far Jews, and I wanna tell him something about Taras HaMishpocha. I don't know what I'm about to say. So he wants to, Rabbi Miller should put up a tape. She gave out, it was Mufursum on this Behirus, clear. He should make up a tape on the noise of Taras HaMishpocha. He's going to take it with him. Whatever, he's going to meet in the business, such a secular Jews, he's going to give them the tape, they should hear. That's going to bring a biggest oilers in Taras HaMishpocha. So Rabbi Miller looked at him. And Rabbi Miller told him, I cannot do it. And he told him a reason, why not? Afterwards, he was quiet for a minute and he told him, younger man, you're gonna do it. My father told us, he looked at him, I'm gonna do it. He never spoke before. So Rabbi Miller told him, yes, you're gonna do it and you're gonna be matzliach. Do you know why? Because it bothers you. You're taking responsibility, you're caring about the Ribbono Shel Olam's Yidden. In someone is caring, someone is bothering, he's going to be matzliach. So after that, he started talking to give out the shiurim, the tapes. In this way of life, that he looked at everything, every situation, he didn't look, never he was thought about himself. That we heard before, never looked of COVID, and his name was Mufursum. Everything was quietly done. We as children at home, we never knew what's going on. The old tzedakahs, whatever thing, because we knew. In his personal life, he lived very posh. I would ask him as a child, then he had a lot of money. Every dollar he had to give a cheshbon. Why? Why do you need a dollar? Everything. He lived very simple, the simplest car, the simplest house. No looks at all, not very simple. But then also he told him once a story. Goes back, he was mamash and gaman after his chasana. And then he was very tight in business, he didn't have money at all. And he had a chavrusa. And young man, he used to always, all these years, he used to get up very early, learning. He used to learn before he went into Manhattan. Then, those years, he was working in the jewelry line. He was going into Manhattan every day. He used to learn 4 hours before davening, every day. The old spirit ever told him, before you're going in Manhattan, Memtes Shari Tuma, from such a guy like you, I can ask this, that you should learn 4 hours before davening. He used to get to learn everything every morning from 4 till 8. He used to go daven late. Afterwards, he used to go into business. So then, he had a chavrusah in the mouth. And he saw, as the weeks are going on, that this in the mouth, he used to come to learn every morning. He was very tired. So he asked this in the mouth, why are you so tired? So this in the mouth, he was a coiling man the whole day. So this in the mouth told him that, I'm a coiling man, I don't make enough to make a living. So I took a sergeant at night. The diamond plan with polishing diamonds and exactly what, took a side job, so I don't have enough hours to sleep because of time, so I'm tired. So he told us the story after to my father. It bothered him very much. It's the same thing. Angoman didn't have any shaykhs with him. It wasn't anything. He had a revolution. But he saw this Angoman is a mukshir, is a good head. He understands learning very good. He thought to himself, Mamash Chaval, such a politician should have to waste his time punching diamonds to make a living on the side. He could really be a big Talmud Chochem. His Mamash Hashodi should be turned off about this little money. So he asked him, how much are you earning in the side job at night? He said, I'm earning $70 a week. So my father told me then, he was really tight on money. He didn't have the $70 to give away. But he made his cheshbon. If this young man would be my son-in-law, I would want he should sit in Kuyl the whole day learning that he should try to give Emes Talmud Chochem, or I would leave him to polish diamonds at night. So, unfortunately, he said, if he would be my son-in-law, I will find, I will manage to get the $70 a week. So he thought to himself, it's because he's not my son-in-law, he's only a son of Hashem, I'm not going to give him the $70. So that made him, and it wasn't easy for him in those years, and he started paying him every year. So we asked him, if I'm going to give you the $70, you're going to leave the job at night? He told him, yes. So he started paying him the $70. Afterwards, he opened the Mechon Leroy Kolim Limonsi. This young man was one of the Kolim. Today, he's one of the Choshev of the Yonim Limonsi. The young man was no Arba Chelke Shevan or Balpe. It was this $70 because he's not my son-in-law, but he's the son of Hashem. He's not my. This feeling of a messenger, of a Shliach Hashem, that was his life. All the years, Finals Yungaman, right away after the Chasen, he was very young, till the end Mamish. Till the end Mamish, after he was, the last 2 years he was sick. His Amunim Betochen, he went on in his life, killed nothing, killed his health, he didn't have his pilots from his Machle, he spoke about it, he didn't have no pachat from Yom HaMisa, whatever it is. I'm going to go up there, no problem. Whatever Hashem wants, I mean, it's Hashem's hands anyhow. Anyhow, and that was his Yashko for the whole years, and he was not only a Noah Doirish, he was a Noah Mekayim. That was his living. Now, in the old years, he came, he used to live in Yisrael here in Yerushalayim. He has an apartment about it, it was on top of me, on top of my house. So he used to live by me when he was here in Yisrael. So he used to always tell me in the last 2 years, the same, the Shabbos HaNefesh, he was sick. He didn't have koyach, whatever, couldn't eat the last half a year. He used to say, I was a Shliach Hashem all the years. Now, this last year, Hashem gave me another shlichus. Hashem gave me a shlichus to take care of an old Jew. That means himself. And he took care of him very nicely. He took care. And he took it with the same, he didn't get mishkoyach, he didn't get v'atzvus, he didn't get sad on the situation, on his matzav, and his health. Nothing. If now the Shliach Hashem to take care of this old man, he's going to take care of this old man. The same thing, the same Shlichus. Whatever Hashem wants, I'll do. So I'm not going to marich him. Basically, he said once, by the hesped of a grandchild, he passed away in Goman, very choshem in Goman, he said then, he said the Yaros Davash, the Rebbe Yonis Leibishit says that when an Obam Godel goes away to be Nifta, he leaves over his koiches, whatever he has in this world, he leaves over for whatever who wants to come, take, could come take. It's a lot of Siyata Dishmaya to be in the Zman Fana Hespet, the extra Siyata Dishmaya that we could take alone, one is everyone in his situation, what he could take. So this was his main thing, that everyone in his matzav, whatever he is in business. And he was all the years the same thing. On the later years, when he was a big lecturer, he gave him shurim all day. Or in business, I just met a man in Monsi when I was there in Yom Yontif. He met him, he was working, this guy was working in Manhattan, it goes 50 years ago. My father was then a younger man, Mamish, he was in the jewelry line. So his boss was someone, whatever his name is, he was Jewish, very modern, very not whatever. And this guy told me he remembers my father used to come up to him in his office business, to whatever, business deals, always used to talk about Yiddishkeit. He used to persuade me we should throw the television out. Whatever, he remembers only him standing here over there in the office and talking to him and talking to him. Yiddishkeit, also the same thing. He felt a shlichus. A shlichus, I have to do something. If Hashem sent me into business, I'm not only here to make money. This is the side job. The main thing is I have to see what can I do for Hashem. So in this plot, whatever everyone could take along with him, to take this, that we should all of us feel the shlichus in everyone in his matzav, in his situation, whatever you could do more and more, to be a very big shlichus. And Hashem should help that it should be mekiyu mekum the posi gibola moves the netzach mo Hashem lekim moves the mal the ponim lemer omen.